Okay, so Teresa, one of the things that we wanted to talk about a little here today is the idea of the possibility of you opening the door to the idea of one-on-one clients. Now, how are you, where are you at with that now? Because I know we spoke a week or so ago on email, you were saying that you were opening up the possibility to consider that could be, you know, a good next step. So how are you feeling about that?
Well, I'm willing to try anything. So
okay.
I've been looking at the conversation guides and all of that on the forum. So
okay. So then that would be the next thing. And let's just look at the same exact thing. So if you were working with people for, you know, a 6-month program, you know, let's identify the amount of time that feels good for you. What would be your curriculum? You know, you've really, your foundation for health really could be your curriculum that you would work with folks on, right?
That's
and
what
then,
I was trying to think.
Mm-hmm, yep. And then let's pull out the language, just like we're doing here with Satora, and then let's start to look at the conversation guide, and then we will just put something together that you could send to people. Now, you can send something then to your list to offer people a, you know, breakthrough session or strategy session, but let's get those pieces in place first, and then you can offer it to your list so that you can have those first conversations with people. Let's get those pieces in place. I love one-on-one clients. You know, I really feel that is the fastest way to revenue. I've said it, you know, for 18 years, that it's the fastest way to revenue when people feel aligned to do it that way. So, you know, now you're feeling like, okay, yeah, now that I've got my curriculum laid out, you can potentially see how you could work with someone individually, right?
Right.
Yeah. So let's lay that out as a direction. And I also want to address this whole thing of, you know, when things don't work out quite the way that we want them to. So I really get that. And I really get that we can feel like we put energy into something and maybe it hasn't panned out exactly the way we want it to. And I could say that is a very challenging thing, whether it's a health issue. You know, I was mentioning everybody when I had this, I mean, really practically nothing back issue compared to some people. But, I mean, it was in my face. You're just in my face. And, you know, and people could say as much as they wanted, well, you need to focus in on, you know, what's working. And, you know, but meanwhile, I'm saying, yeah, but I'm having this pain. So that's where we really need to be taking baby steps, you know, doing the intentional breathing in peace, breathing out anything less than peace, breathing in a greater sense of connection, you know, just managing our energy as best we can so that we can line up. And oftentimes it's just regroup. Okay, we went down that road, and maybe for whatever reason, right at this moment in time, that is not the road that is going to create the greatest flow. But the one-on-one clients will, and then you can go back to, now you have a group thing. I mean, so anything we do is never wasted. I mean, I've had programs over 18 years, believe me, that I didn't hit them out of the park every time. I mean, I have had programs that, you know, I got really excited about and it just didn't get a great response. Well, yeah, I just regrouped. I took my attention away from that, a kind of law of distraction, took my attention away from that and said, okay, you know what, maybe this is a little ahead of its time or maybe it's a little ahead of vibrationally where I am and that's okay, but let me just regroup. And let me focus my energy in something that, you know, that feels even more aligned. And so for one-on-one, I mean, basically, what are you talking about? You know, you don't need to have sales pages. You don't need to have opt-in pages. You don't need to have any of that kind of stuff. I mean, you need your conversation guide 1 and 2, and you need the offer that you can send to people in an email, you know, PDF or Word document, right? That's all you need. So let's lay those things out, and then you're going to be able to send something out to your list. And we can also talk about the idea of you doing, you know, talks locally so that people raise their hand, the visibility talks, which we're going to talk to Kim in a moment about. So, you know, there's the possibilities. And then it's very fast because you're talking to one person, you have this personal connection with that person. And if the person doesn't go into your larger offering, then you have a smaller offering already the possibility. I mean, you literally could say to people, if you talk to 10 people and 5 of them became one-on-one clients, and five of them went into basically your foundation for health class. So you say, you know, you say, well, I'm starting a group program in 30 days. Well, those people are more likely to go into that group program having talked to you and gone through the conversation guide. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just regroup. Maybe that didn't turn out exactly the way you wanted it to. There were technical glitches and things and whatever. Okay, that's all right. Let's look at what you got. Let's look at what's working. What's working is you've got a great program. I mean, you can market it. It really could be your downsell. We're talking to people about what is the, let's call it the dip your toe in the water instead of a downsell, okay? Because that's what a downsell is to me. So dip your toe in the water. So if you're talking to them and your one-on-one may not be the match budgetarily, then they could come into your Foundation for Health group program, right?
Okay.
Yeah, does that make sense? So you already have your dip the toe in the water thing. So now all we need to do is just create, well, what's the one-on-one thing going to look like, right? And this is really where, Teresa, you can bring in more of the spiritual stuff that you were really wanting to do when you had originally done the first layout for the first class, right? You had brought in some of those spiritual components. So, you know, this is an opportunity to kind of blend those if that's feeling aligned for you. But really, I mean, you talk to people, and then they can go into either one. So it just becomes more of a personal connection with people and a personal conversation, but you're using the conversation guide one and two. Okay?
Okay, so that's what I do then. I ran off the conversation guides today, and that's what I do is I go through those?
Yeah, well, the first thing we want to do is, just like we've done here, is we want to lay out, if you were working with people, say, it was a 12-month one-on-one program that people came on for a year. You might say, well, I'd rather do it for 6 months. Okay, so let's look at 6 months and say, all right, in 6 months, what would I, using this foundation, like that we just used with Satori, that you've got a discovery phase? Okay,
I didn't know which template. I was looking for the template that she was using that you were going through. Which one was that?
That's the system template. Adonia, can you show us where that is located in the index, in the form?
Yeah, I can find it. I just wanted to know the name.
It's under the system. It's to create a system. It has that information in there.
Okay. I have it. I've got it. I just didn't see that particular form. Okay, sorry to stop you. Keep going.
No, that's no problem. So let's start there. So, you know, you're going to lay out, well, when you talk to people, this is the system that you have. You have a discovery phase, you have a foundation phase, you have a planning phase, you have an implementation phase. So you want to first lay that out, you know, for yourself. What is the curriculum that you would offer to people if you work with them for 6 months in each of those phases? So the first thing is lay your curriculum out for yourself. The second is lay out the language. And for each of those phases, what it is, why it's important, what's the result, the same thing we did with Satori here today. Okay?
Okay.
Then plug it into your conversation guide. Then go through and plug your conversation guide in. Then the next thing would be to create the materials that you would send to people about your different options. And we can work with you on each of those steps, okay?
Okay.
All right, good. So we got a direction. We got a plan. We're regrouping. And we're saying, you know what? Maybe that was a little ahead of the curve, the wave, whatever for right now. But it's a good, solid, dip your toe in the water offering. So that's okay. The idea would be, it would be okay to bring in 4 or 5, you know, one-on-one clients, right, that basically can create a salary. You know, I love the 12-month idea. I mean, when you do the conversation guide with people, you know, that is a very powerful process. And, you know, people didn't get to where they are or where they aren't overnight. So I like the idea of offering a 12-month program to people. Now, for those people that I've had to kind of wrestle to the ground at times, you know, and I have, I say, well, then just start where you can. If you're really just feeling so anti-12 months, I like it because it's a salary, it's a salary base, you know, and it takes time for people to make changes. You know, I mean, you're talking about inner and outer kinds of change. It takes time. And just like with a personal trainer, I mean, you know, when you have your, meet your first goal, you don't get rid of a personal trainer. They become on your team and someone that supports you to the next goal and the next goal, you know? So that's what you need to do next. And then we can go over that next week if you'd like to go over your curriculum or go over your language or both. But those will be the next steps, and then we'll plug the language into step 8 of the conversation guide.
So when I go over again, I'm going to go through that system guide like Satora did.
Yep.
And that would be the next logical step, correct?
Yes, that's the next logical step.
Okay. I will work on that then.
All right. Very good. And Teresa, I really get when things are in your face. I get it. I mean, and we're going to hold the vision for you that you're able to just allow yourself to focus in on the feelings that you want to have, to use your intentional breathing, to, you know, shift focus here with something that is going to be a lot, you know, not going to require a lot of energy in terms of, you know, paying someone to do things. I mean, really, one-on-one clients have very high net profit. Because it really isn't, you know, there really aren't a lot of expenses involved in that.
Okay.
Okay, so let's hold the vision that, you know, okay, we're going to regroup and move towards something else, and we want to start activating and magnetizing these people that really are on their way to you. We know that people have these kinds of challenges. We just want to activate them that they really see that you can support them, and we want to activate your confidence and belief in yourself that you can support them. Okay.
Okay.
All right, great.